that didn't go out behind the fence, but Callison almost went opposite field on that. So frustrated with himself. James Bornick, who flew out to right and struck out swinging. So the DH, 0-for-2. 286 batter. One down. And now a bunt pulls out and away at a ball 1-0. Two away. The 1-0 up above the zone. Bornick has to duck. It comes in for a ball. Weckler throwing more balls here, especially early in the count. Huge game here in Fond du Lac. Dock Spiders and Mallards, though, they'll square off for a two-game series after this. So it's very important the Rafters can sweep this series. And Bornick does well. He'll see ball three. Three balls, no strikes. One out. The 3-0 from Weckler and outside for ball four. So four straight balls. Weckler's arm just getting a little bit more tired. This would be good for the Rafters. Bornick walks. Carlson struck out swinging twice. Bornick at first. One down. Setting in is Weckler. And a wild pitch there. Rios has to come out to kind of play goalie there to let that ball hit his chest. Weckler, 84 pitches. Right now, yeah, you can already tell his arm's getting tired. This is a chance for the Rafters to capitalize. And checks off over at first now. A one out. Here, top of the seventh. Rafters have a fresh arm in Bryson Parrish waiting here. And there's a strike there. Rios picks up quickly. Picked up that ball, checked over at first. They're having their eyes on Bornick. 1-1. One's run across the board. Weckler, four strikeouts, has given up four hits. And a swing and a miss. Low, 1-2. Looking for strikeout number five. He went seven innings against the Rafters on July the 12th. And looks over once more. Bornick back there in time. All right, ball two strikes. The count runs at 1-2. Mason Weckler will set here on Carlson. Look, the 1-2 skied away. Popped out right side and out of play. So Carlson hit that on the inside of the bat. They have a chance here. Weckler's walked two batters. Bornick at first. Weckler, the 1-2 to Carlson. And sweeps in low for a ball, 2-2. Rafters would be in good shape here if Carlson can find a way to get walked. Two balls, two strikes. Weckler, the 2-2, and a swing and a high popped up ball in towards the second baseman, Serain, who's under it, and makes an easy grab for Carlson, who goes down. So Joseph Moroic had a base hit into right center his last time up. He flew out to center field his first time. He's 1-for-2. Good start for him on his debut. Batting in the 8-hole. Levi Jensen on deck. Two gone. Working in and setting his firing is Weckler. And peppers the zone that time on the left side. 0-1. Two down. Weckler here to Moroic. Looks the 0-1. And a wild pitch that goes behind Rios. And getting to second is Bornick. Well, actually, it looks like it was a passed ball. So a passed ball. Rios just wasn't able to field that. Bornick in scoring position now. Advances the runner. And now a chance. Two down. Weckler up to 91 pitches. Looks the 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2 down low. A 1-2. Bornick at second. One more strike. Gets out of the inning. Raptors looking to keep it alive. The 1-2 from Weckler. Out in the throw from Rios. And the bounce into Berrigan. And it goes away. Bornick to third now. James Bornick to third. And it looks to be an error there. And now it just got closer. 90 feet away from breaking through. Two balls, two strikes. Here on Joseph Moroic, the second baseman. Deuces run across the board. Moroic, a base hit, sends Bornick home. Mason Weckler, 93 pitches. Four hits, four strikeouts. Can Moroic be the hero right now? The 2-2 down the plate for strike three. Moroic goes down on a curveball. Peppers the left edge. As we head to the bottom of the seventh, 0-0. We'll be back in a moment for the home half of the inning here on the WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Bryson Parrish will go to work once more. He'll face Seth Sweetchick. Raptors have been so close to breaking through in this game, but the Dock Spiders defense have just done enough. So Fondelak up to three hits. Seth Sweetchick, who grounded out to third and flew out to center, will see it a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count. Bottom of the seventh. A tight-knit ball game here at Herb Acre. And Parrish can't find a fastball. He throws a lot of fastballs, and there goes in a ball, 2-0. On deck is Jack Peterson. Parrish sets, kicks the 2-0, and outside it again. Three balls now. Doug Coe out there, third base coach for the Raptors. It's been Brian Dyer. Raptors a little short-staffed. The 3-0 from Parrish, and just clips on the inside, brushes off the left edge for a strike. 3-1. So three balls, a strike. The 3-1 from Parrish, and a swing, and a ground ball in between second and third. A base hit from Sweetchick. And the Dock Spiders lead off with a single. Jack Peterson lined out to first and got on base on a fielder's choice. But it looks to be, though, a new player in the right field. So it's going to be Brady Zachrisson, Adam Arian, and a senior from Hutchinson, Minnesota. So he's now stepping in, making his first at-bat for the Dock Spiders. Zachrisson, teammates of Bordick. And looking in here is Parrish. Sets in, popping up a bunt, and just goes away is Zachrisson. Pretty clear what his intentions are. Trying to advance the runner. This may be a game, it just seems like it, where it's about the defense, but that one run might be the decider. So no balls and a strike. Parrish kicks and looks over at first, and Bobo just a little bit late to the tag, getting there almost in time with Sweetchick. So Brady Zachrisson, the right-hander on Parrish on the middle of the slab in the 0-1 home, and a swing and a bouncer just drifts away out third baseline, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Parrish ahead in this count. Four hits for Fondalac. Four hits for the Raptors. Eight combined total. This game has been dead even for the most part. And looks at first once again. No balls, two strikes. Parrish lifts the 0-2 and check swing. First base umpire Roderick Jackson said he did not fully come across. I thought he did. Nonetheless, it's a ball, 1-2. A ball, two strikes. Zachrisson will see the 1-2 and swing and a miss low. He goes down. Parrish gets him on a changeup. So Zachrisson's debut comes up empty. And this brings up Mitchell Johnson. Flew out to center, struck out looking. And Parrish will go to work. One down. And this seems like a game where it's going to come down to the pitching. And certainly the Raptors, they have that in abundance. They lead the league in ERA. They have a multitude of pitchers that can step in and make in big moments. And the check over to first, really pushing Sweetchick back towards that bag. He's got 8 stolen bases on the season. 1-0 count, 1 down, bottom 7. And Parrish works at a strike, 1-1. Change of that time in 84. At first is Sweetchick, led off with a base hit. Johnson 0-2. And the 1-1 from Parrish, and a swing and a miss on Johnson. When Parrish really settles in, boy, he's got a great arm, a lot of arm talent. Had a rough start to his season, but has followed it up nicely. And the 1-2 to Johnson, and a grounder up the middle into Parrish at second. The throw to Brewer, the throw back to first, and there's a double play. A 1-6-3 double play. Raptors retire the side. We head to the top of the eighth. 0-0 through 7 innings. 2 more to go. We'll take a quick step aside here on WFHR.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. it came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the eighth inning. Well, Mason Weckler's day is done. 0-0 ball game here at Herb Baker Field. And it's been a defensive duel. Four hits for the Rafters, four for the Dock Spiders. Eight combined hits. So Dock Spiders owe two errors, Rafters none. So Jack Niedringhaus will step on the mound for the first time today. 16 games appeared in with a 1-2 record. He's had 25 innings of work. Has allowed 15 hits, 10 runs, and 14 strikeouts. So the rising sophomore from Xavier and the lefty from St. Louis. He actually played in the game yesterday, won an inning with a walk and a strikeout. So Niedringhaus will take over for Weckler. Mason Weckler, seven innings, 94 pitches, allowed four hits, two walks, and five strikeouts. And looking in for the first pitch here on Jensen is a ball. 1-0. So 1-0 count. Niedringhaus with the blue glove. Xavier Musketeer sets and throws low at a ball 2-0. So on deck is Johnson. Levi Jensen 0-2. 2-0 count. Niedringhaus works. And there's a high curveball. Can't work in the zone 3-0. So 3-0 count. Jack Niedringhaus struggling here on Jensen. The 3-0. Up high in ball four. Four straight balls. Jensen will take first. So Jensen leads off with a walk. Rafters have been so close to breaking through. They've had Bornick on third. Bobo took home from second. It was an excellent play from Parker Knoll. And Rios tagged him, but that happened earlier, so we've seen times where the Rafters have been so close. Perhaps the time is now to break through and go win this ballgame. Niedringhaus will look in on Johnson. And similar start as he did yesterday. He throws a ball, walked his first batter yesterday, and then followed it up with a strikeout. Got three straight outs after. A 1-0 count. Niedringhaus looks at first. And the 1-0 to Johnson. And just paints the zone at a strike, 1-1. First strike he's thrown today. Johnson popped out to third, struck out swinging, and walked. Jensen stands at first. Niedringhaus, the 1-1 to Johnson, and pops it up. Rios chases after it, dives behind home plate, almost caught that. Well, would have been an excellent play. Nonetheless, 1-2. So ball two strikes here on Ty Johnson. Struck out once. His second time up to bat. On deck is Aiden Brewer. So the Rafters have the big hitters in their lineup. Coming up here shortly. Niedringhaus, the 1-2 to Johnson. And a swing and a ground ball over to Sweetchick at first. Throws it to Berrigan at second. The throwback to first. And there's a double play. Sweetchick to Berrigan. Back to Sweetchick. A 3-6-3 double play. And that's the second time they've done that this game. So those are the type of plays that will keep you in it. So Aiden Brewer, 1-for-3. Grounded out to second at a base hit and got on base on a fielder's choice. Two gone. Niedring House on a changeup low at a ball 1-0. On deck is Bobo. The 1-0 from Niedring House. And there is a slider, paints the zone. Just on the left side, 1-1. So a ball, a strike, two gone. Niedring House has gotten help from his defense and a swing and a ball missed out. Brewer did fully come across. He check swing there. 1-2. So two down. Top of the eighth. Dock Spiders are going to get out of this inning. Focus on their offense. Rafter is trying to keep it alive. Brewer had a home run yesterday in the 1-2 from Niedring House. And a swing and a ball popped up. Rios chases after it and just goes away into the fans in the bleachers. Jack Niedring House, just like he did yesterday, if he gets this strike, he would have walked the first batter and then retired three straight batters. Remaining consistent, a sophomore from St. Louis, Canadian Brewer makes something happen here for the Rafters. The 1-2 from Niedring House, way outside. And a fastball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Niedring House kicks, turns the 2-2 up above the zone. 3-2, so with Bobo on deck, a chance could still be here for the Rafters in the eighth. The door has not closed on this inning yet. And count runs full. Niedring House looks, and the 3-2, and a swing and a ball popped up, fouled away right side. So Aiden Brewer, a 179 batter, native of Dexter, Michigan. And the payoff from Niedring House. And fouled off again behind the plate into the netting. The count is full here. Two down, one away. Jack Niedring House looking for his first strikeout. Aiden Brewer looking for his second hit. Or perhaps his first time he draws a walk. Niedring House, the payoff. And a swing and a miss. Brewer goes after it. Niedring House fired up about that. He records his first strikeout. We head to the bottom of the eighth. 0-0. Doc Spiner is due up. We'll take a quick step aside here on WFHR.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to wroinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 0-0 ball game here in Herb Baker Field. Joey Fear coming at you here on WFHR. Well, leading off is Drew Berrigan, as he fouls off right side. 8 combined hits, 4 each. Nothing has separated these two sides. Going at it for the second time. And the final time they'll play in the regular season. And Parrish looks high and throws at a ball. 1-0. So 1-0 count. Drew Berrigan got a base hit and flew out to left as he dings this one, sliced away on the right field line. 1-2. But Bryson Parrish, the fourth pitcher out of the bullpen today. Corrigan went 2 innings. Bryson Scott went 2 innings. Daniel Clark, he also went an inning as fouling off the ankle is Berrigan there, hobbling away. So ball and 2 strikes. Bradley Comer on deck. And outside there is a ball, 2-2. So just one side looking for a hit. And what would be the crucial one? The 2-2 and a swing and a jam shot. Moroic fields it on a short hop bounce. Lost the gripping of the ball. Taking first is Berrigan. Fielded up on a short hop bounce. Commits an error as he was taking the ball out of his glove to throw to first. He lost the grip on it. So that's the first error for the Rafters. Berrigan gets on first. So that puts now a runner on. Bradley Comer out of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, and a senior from Rhinelander, Wisconsin, making his debut up at the plate today. Parrish looks, serves, and lined out third base line. 0-1. So at first is Berrigan. No balls, a strike. Native of Rhinelander. The 0-1 from Parrish and fouled away. Right side, 0-2. So very eager to swing at these pitches. He goes fouled left, fouled right. So can perhaps Parrish catch him swinging? At first is Berrigan. The 0-2 from Parrish, way up above the zone. A little bit of chin music there. As backing away was Comer. A ball, 2 strikes. So teammates with Nick Paulson. Bradley Comer is checking off over at first is Parrish. 1-2 is the count. The 1-2 from Parrish and sliced away from Comer once again, fouled. Bradley Comer really working this pitch count here for Parrish. Dock Spiders have a great crowd on hand here tonight on this Friday evening here in early August. The 1-2 from Parrish and a ground ball over to Parrish at, and he throws it to second to Brewer. The throwback to first to Comer and he gets him. A double play there for the Rafters. They're fired up. Parrish, the pitcher, turns, throws to Brewer. Brewer back to Bobo. And Comer goes down. A 1-6-3 double play. Top of the order with Connor Cooney. Popped out to first, flew out to center, and flew out to left. And Cooney backs away, and he takes a first pitch ball, 1-0. So Rafters answering with a double play, and that's the reason why this team is so good on the defensive side of the ball. They're fifth in double plays, third in fielding percentage in the league. And Cooney hits a ground ball right into the glove of Parrish, looks at him, runs over to first, and underhands it into Bobo for the third out. So we head to the top of the ninth inning, 0-0. Brendan Bobo is due up. Can he keep going on his miraculous season? Find out next here on WFHR.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the ninth inning we go. Brendan Bobo will lead off for the Raptors. 0-0 ball game. 16 straight zeros across the board. 8 for the Raptors, 8 for the Dock Spouters. It has just been a game. It's been about the defense. A lot of double plays we've seen. But Bobo will take it. A ball 1-0. He's 0 for 3. Flew out, grounded out, and got on base via error. Needring House will set in. And a swing and a miss here on Bobo. 1-1. 45 RBIs. Broke the Northwoods League all-time home run record yesterday. The game was stopped in just a moment of celebration. He had his jersey framed. And the 1-1 to Bobo. And a swing and a miss again. Frustrated on that. As Niedringhaus getting him with a slider. As Bobo thinks he has it for a minute. And that ball just drifts away from him. On deck is Lordoy. So this is the part in the order where the Raptors can make something happen. And the 1-2 to slider low at a ball 2-2. You have Lordoy on deck and Gallison after that. No run score for either side. We'll be heading into extras. Two balls, two strikes. And a 2-2 from Niedringhaus. Bounces low in the dirt. Bobo has a chance here to get walked. And put the leading run at first. Big pitch here for Niedringhaus. A walk and a strikeout on 22 pitches. The left-hander at Xavier. And lost his footing there. Niedringhaus was getting set, just lost his footing, didn't throw the ball. So the count runs full here on Bobo. Was down on the count 1-2, saw two straight balls. He'll look in. The payoff to Bobo and a swing and a liner that goes just around the glove of Sweetchick. Goes through his glove, diving to first but can't get there in time. Bobo with a hit. Sweetchick almost made that grab. Went through his glove, bounced behind him. And wow. Doug Coe calling to his team now. Bobo with a hit. Threw his glove. He jumped up, went right behind him, almost caught that. And then when he saw it, he turned around, grabbed it, and then was running to first, but slipped, and Bobo got there. So a leadoff hit for Bobo. Lordoy is due up. And he's 2 for 2. So Lordoy with a base hit twice and was hit by a pitch. So a chance here for the Raptors. If not already, the door was open. It certainly is now. Perhaps a miraculous ninth inning once again. Orlando Lordoin will face Niedringhaus. So the right fielder. And Niedringhaus sets and serves. Can't work in a strike there, and it goes in for a ball. 1-0. Bobo stands at first. Dak Spiner's looking for a double play. No outs. Niedringhaus looks the 1-0 to Lordoin. Scrapes above the zone at a ball 2-0. 2-0 count. Five hits for the Rafters, four for the Dock Spiders. Lordoin, the left-hander, lefty on lefty. Niedringhaus to 2-0. And a slider low for ball three. So a chance here. One more ball puts runners at first and second. No outs. Lordoin here, the 3-0. Niedringhaus will count set. The 3-0. And bounces low in the dirt for ball four. Lordoin to first. Doug Coe coming out now. And looks like Niedringhaus's day is done. Bobo to second. Rafters leading run in scoring position. No outs. The door is open here. So Niedringhaus is done. And looks like a new pitcher in store for Fond du Lac. I'll tell you, down in Madison right now, a really good game. Mallards lead 3-2, but Wausau, they have two outs in the inning, and they have runners on second and third. So we'll keep an eye on that game, but it would be big if the Woodchucks could win, give Madison another loss. Rafters would win this and jump up to a game and a half leading in first place. So the DH, Mitchell Johnson, who's also a pitcher as well, will making his start here on the mound. He's making his debut today. So his first appearance, Mitchell Johnson. Not making his debut this season, but making his debut today. He's had four games appeared in with a 1-0 record. Five innings of work, has allowed a hit. Four walks and five strikeouts. So due up here is Johnson. So the DH today, he was all right to say the least. I mean, he flew out to center, struck out looking. It was part of a 1-6-3 double play. So the right-hander, two appearances. Well, no, excuse me. The four appearances on the mound, one against Kenosha. He went an inning. He faced the Rafters back with two innings, two walks, but three strikeouts. So Mitchell Johnson was the DH, and now he's going to go to work on the mound, but the door is open. Lordoin at first, Bobo at second. You can't have a double play. Anthony Gallison is due up. So Rafters have a chance here to bring things even closer, to take themselves the lead here. Mitchell Johnson, a guy that second appearance against the Rafters. So Johnson making his first appearance on the mound. Number 41, the right-hander. Out of the Catholic University of America from Ashton, Sandy Spring, Maryland, and the sophomore stands at 6'4". He'll bend in low near here on Gallison. The Rafters breakthrough. Perhaps now is the time here in the ninth. And go win this ball game. As Bubba will take third, Johnson throws over. A wild pitch and a tag is not in time. What a play there from Bobo. He'll get to third. And at second is Lordoin. With no outs, runners on second and third, the Rafters have a chance. 90 feet away from taking a lead here in this ballgame. Bobo, what a steal there. And And Johnson will go to work on Gallison and foul it off backside. 0-1. He's going to have to get three straight outs. No balls and a strike. 0-1 is the count. Looking in and serving is Johnson, and a changeup high of the zone. At a ball, 1-1. Talk Spiders are going to need some miraculous defensive effort. It's trying to get out of this inning with no run scored. 1-1 from Johnson, and Gallison swings and misses at it low. 1-2. So ball, two strikes for Anthony Gallison. He's 0-3. Johnson, infield shifted in for the Dock Spiders. They know where the play is. And the 1-2 way high. In for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Gallison to try to be the hero once again. He gave the Rafters the winning run in the bottom of the ninth yesterday. Perhaps he can do so to give him the leading run here in the top of the ninth. Johnson looks over at third. 2-2. Swing and a miss. And a tag from Rios. Gallison goes down. Two away. And now this brings up James Bornick, the DH. 0-2 with a walk and a strikeout. So Mitchell Johnson strikes out one. On deck is Carlson. Mitchell Johnson would be a huge get out of the inning for him out of this jam, but he'll set and throw outside at a ball. James Bornick, 0-2 with a walk and a strikeout. A sack fly sends a runner home, so he just has to make contact on here. The 1-0 from Johnson. And down low. At a ball, 2-0. So Rios having a word with his pitcher, Johnson. Bornick has done a good job not to swing at anything that has not gone in the strike zone. One out here. A 2-0 count. Runners at second and third. Lordoy is there, and Bobo is at third. James Bornick, a Marion University product. This is his home field. So accustomed to playing this on the entire part of the season. And there's a changeup at a strike, 2-1. Bornick is sac fly RBI. A sac fly just brings it in. Goes out to the outfield. That would be the case. 2-1. And again, peppering the zone, 2-2. Carlson is due up. Two balls, two strikes. A big pitch here for Mitchell Johnson. Only one out. Bornick, a chance. Johnson looks at third. Kicks high, the 2-2 to Bornick, and a swing and a ground ball over to Serain, and charging home, and he throws to first, but Bobo gets home. The Raptors lead now, 1-0. Bornick goes down, and Wisconsin Rapids in front for the first time this game, 1-0. The only run that has been scored. Bornick did his job, Lordoy to third, Carlson is due up. A 1-0 lead, wow. Bobo was on his way, Serain. If that came towards him, it just came just a bit away from him. If that came towards him, he would have made the play as a first pitch swing and a miss here on Carlson, 0-1. A 1-0 count. Sets and Johnson serves. Low of the zone, 1-1. Rafters won 1-0 here back on June the 3rd, in which Julian Tristan came in for the save that game. But that was this that was the only time they won 1-0, but still, I mean, it's happened before. 2-1. 2 balls, a strike with 2 down. Fond du Lac has played this game so close, but the Raptors have broken through. Johnson here, the 2-1 to Carlson. And a swing and a ground ball that goes towards the shortstop and can't field it. Lordoy gets home. Raptors double their lead. And Berrigan had trouble fielding that ball. 2-0, Raptors in front. A hit there for Kyle Carlson. Wow. So Carlson, a RBI single. Moroic will step in now. And 1-0 is the count. Wisconsin Rapids in front 2-0. Will be winners of their 6th straight game. Team that is playing as well as anybody right now in the Great Lakes West. They have Madison in front 3-2 in that game. So we'll monitor that game and see how it goes. But if Madison wins and Wisconsin Rapids wins, you have Madison only a half game back. They will take on Fond du Lac tomorrow. 2 gone. And the 2-0, and the thrown out of first to Sweet Chick. Getting back there in time is Carlson. This inning is not over yet. Before I tell you that, that series against Madison on the 9th and the 10th, both at Warner Park, that is going to be an epic series pending those teams stay within a half game of each other. Johnson works in a strike, 3-1. Raptors can win today and finish out this game. They would go 2 games up on the Dock Spiders. Madison hangs on. They would still be up a half game. And the 3-1, a swing and a miss here on Moroic. And the count runs full. Two down. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The full count. Swing and a miss. Johnson retires this side, but not before the Raptors get 2 runs for the first time this game. Can they hold them out, get 3 more outs, and lift themselves to the 6th straight victory? Find out next here on WFHR.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the 9th inning, 2-0. Raptors have taken the lead. 3 more outs, and they will the winners of six straight and improved to 16-11 and still have first place. Madison's up 4-2 now. They got a run in the bottom of the seventh, so Raptors just have to take care of business here. Either way you look at it, they win this game, they'll still remain in first place as the hunt for the second playoff spot comes down to it. Dock Spiders lose here. It's a huge series with them and Madison due up, because if Madison can sweep that series, as Parrish sets in on a strike on one, Madison can sweep that series against Fond du Lac. That would put Fond du Lac most likely not out of it, but in a very tough spot. And the 0-1 high on Serrano and 1-1. And really would put it at a two-man race. And a ball and a strike. Parrish sets, throws a little bit outside. 2-1. I'll tell you, though, this game is not over. Fond du Lac looking to do what Raptors did to him yesterday. Four runs in the bottom of the ninth. And the 2-1 fouled out right side, 2-2. Jake Serrain 0-3. Bryson Parrish on the mound once more. Gone three innings. And the 2-2 from Parrish. High and a swing and a miss. Bryson Parrish recording his first strikeout. One gone. Parker Knoll is due up. 1-3. Two more outs. Raptors would take this game. And Knoll fouls it off right side. 0-1. So no balls, a strike. With one out. The 0-1. And a swing and a weak ground ball over to Brewer, who's charging it at short. Scoops it up in the throw across his body to first. And he gets him. What a play there from Aiden Brewer. And crowd did not agree with that, but Brewer was on top of that. What a play there. Charged at it. Scooped it up, and the throw across his body was right on the money. So perhaps the final batter of the night. As Doug Coe coming out right now. What's the situation here? Doug Coe wants to have a word possibly with the umpire. And I think they're possibly a new batter coming in. So, yeah, there is. I don't think he has a number, though. Oh, no, he does. Looked like he didn't have a number. This is number 16, Tim Dixon, out of North Central University from Vermilion, South Dakota. Freshman, making his debut today. So Tim Dixon, the left-hander. Parrish looking to go 1-2-3. Finish off this game. Raptors would be victorious once more. A huge series sweep. And they would improve to 5-1 here at Herb Acre to finish off the season. I mean, five of the six wins against Fond du Lac. Five of the nine wins, it would be, and a swing and a miss, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, two down. And a swing and a miss. Parrish gets his third strike. Going down is Dixon, and the Raptors are victorious once more. What a win for them. They took the game by the hands in the ninth. Two runs, a ground at RBI from Serrain, and then also a base hit, which brought in Lord Doy home. But a huge, huge win. That's the final time the Raptors will see the Dock Spiders this season. They improved to 16-11. Winners of six straight. What a game this was. Zeros the entire way until the top of the ninth. 2-0. Raptors steal this game as they will be back home for a doubleheader against Wausau tomorrow. First game is at 4:05. Second game would be shortly after, about 30 minutes after. Same scenario as it was on Monday at Wausau. But what a game. Raptors victorious. And they just took it down. So Wisconsin Rapids wins this game 2-0. They improved to 16-11. They out-hit the Dock Spiders 6-4. So for everybody at Wisconsin Rapids Raptors, for the players, coaches, and staff, for everybody at the studio at WFHR, my name is Joey Fear saying so long for one final time at Herb Acre Field. We'll see you back at Witter Field tomorrow. First pitch at 4:05. We'll take a quick step aside here on WFA. We'll be back as we'll catch you tomorrow.
Because he is exactly, and you know, people have been sending me these Frank Zappa clips, you know, from the 80s and 90s. And you know, when Zappa's talking about, you know, the U.S. turning into a fascistic theocracy, and you go, well, yeah, that's Ron DeSantis right there. Now, what's interesting is, you know, him and the do-gooder wife, evidently she raised about, I guess some $9 million in aid from Hurricane Ian. It still hasn't been spent, evidently. So, and I gotta wonder, you know, what happens with this? Now, I'm not saying that she has done anything nefarious. I'm saying they raised $9 million to help people in the state. If you're gonna do that, you've got to get it out, because the insurance companies, they're really not. And there was an interesting story over at the Washington Post today that grabbed my attention. About this insurer, the United Property and Casualty Company, UPC. They are the ninth property insurer in Florida to go broke since 2021. They are the largest in the last 15 years to go broke. And it's an interesting story. I mean, you know, the reality is Hurricane Ian came and, you know, caused a whole bunch of damage. And this insurance company said, hey, you know, we'll make you whole. And they haven't. So you have all these people who have homes who are just ravaged. You know, you can't live in them because they're moldy. It's going to make you sick. And they go through all of these stories of these people who their lives are upside down because this insurance company, not bothering. Now, because they're going to be able to file bankruptcy and be done with it, they've done that. They're bankrupt now. They're out of this side of the industry. The state of Florida, which has a insurance guarantee association, they're now responsible for, I guess, almost 22,000 of these UPC claims. And you know, they're saying who knows how long it's going to take, but it could cost as much as $600 million to the taxpayers. That's the taxpayers picking this up. And again, remember, this is one of those moments where you go, you're not going to do anything on climate change. Your policies are horrible. Your ideas are even worse. And then you do everything you can do to deregulate and don't hold these companies accountable. And then you wonder why things go belly up. Now, we all know where this story is going to go. And the reason I bring this up is very simple. Because we see this movie time and time again. There's no surprises here. It's UPC today. It could be any one of these big corporations tomorrow. Because corporate America does not care about its product. It does not. It cares about its profit. It cares about its shareholders. It cares about its executives and its CEOs. And in this case, you know, the CEO got paid. The executives lined their pocket. The shareholders made tons of money. And the article goes into all of this and just how obscene it was on how the money that should have been going into having reserves for when a hurricane hits Florida. Because, you know, it happens so infrequently that you have a huge pot of money just in case. But no, because it's not about that. It's about ensuring that you continue to make your profit goals. Now, what's interesting for me is right around the same.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy, and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders, the skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo. We learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt.